W4DJW, mobile.
How far out are you?
The ridge in Lebanon. Do you know where that is?
Not Cheyenne Ridge. I think you're probably about, what, 2 miles out Mount Lebanon from 14?
Yeah, little gas station that you were talking about, that's at the crossroads where Lebanon crosses over something, and there's a place to get snacks. What was the name of that place?
Fire Patch, there at Little Chicago. And have you passed the new bridge?
Yeah, and I've got that big cell tower in my sight, the one with the red and the white sections on the cell tower.
Yep, I know right about where you are. Okay, you ought to be popping out at the Briar Patch in about 2 minutes max. So I just turned on to 357 from Mount Lebanon, so I'm just about 3 or 4 minutes ahead of you.
Okay, well, I was making a really good time till I got behind this little green Kia. And now I'm doing 39 miles an hour. I was doing double that before. Water tower. I just passed the water tower. And there is Little Chicago. So I'm at Little Chicago now. Hopefully this guy will turn off.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, I'll see you on out there very shortly. And we'll get a little bit of air time in. Oh, and I'll get to try out my new wind nanometer. Say that for me, please.
A wind speed indicator?
Yeah, I got a handheld nanometer.
Okay. They make apps that go on your phone that will use the software thing to tell you how fast the airplane's going by.
That's cool. Yeah, but I really can't read the wind like some of these other folks can, so I bought me one of those little handheld wind meters.
I usually try to feel it with my eyeballs. If I look into the wind, I can feel it on my eyeballs. If I'm looking downwind, I don't feel anything on my eyeballs.
Okay, I hadn't heard of that. Well, one of the indicators, the wind sock is not standing straight out. It's just not even 45 degrees, but the flags are flying, so it's not going to be too bad.
Campobello before I left, and it was like 3 mile an hour winds. Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it maxes out to 7 from my weather meter, or my weather station at the house. So basically 3 to 7.
Day to fly. Amy touched down in Fort Myers about 45 minutes ago, so she safely landed down there. She said, I bet you could stay at the airfield all day long today, won't you? I told her, yes, I will.
Perfect opportunity. Yeah, I've got to leave and be back at the house. I got to leave by 3 o'clock, start packing up at 3, and be back at my place at 3:15. And I've got to be down there at 4:15 for my granddaughter's dance recital. So that ought to be fun.
K2RCO.
K2, what the hell? What, huh? Oh, hey, Russell.
Yeah, it sounds like y'all going to have fun.
You should come out and join us.
Sitting in front of 3 radios and a computer screen and deciphering out what I'm going to do. And I actually had a question for you, if y'all don't mind me interrupting.
Jump in there, son. As a matter of fact, we've got a much more intelligent expert listening in there in W4DJW. Jump in there. What's your question?
Looking at these MaxCon antennas, they got several different ones, and they sell a line isolator and inline choke that's 3 kW rating. Do I need just the antenna, or do I need the line isolator as well?
Forget that stupid line isolator. That it's a worthless waste of time, and it will actually reduce your dB. I say that from experience, and if you want to try one, I've got one, if I didn't throw it away. Now, you need the balun on there. So get the 80 through 10. Hey, what is it, like $119? And then get the balun that comes with it. And forget that isolator.
See, they've got several different ones now. They've got a multiband off-center fed dipole, and then they've got a multiband dipole.
Fine with the OCF. Get the OCF with the balun, and you're all set and ready to go.
All OCF.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the one I picked up, and the one you can come over and try it if you'd like, is the inverted V, and it's 80 through 10.
Got the OCF 3K160, and it's $109.95 for the antenna and the balun, and it does 10 through 160. And then you can drop back and get the multiband off-center, and it does 10 through 80 meters without a tuner, and it's $79.
Interested in the 160 at all, then it's 80 through 10 with the balun, and it's correct. I've never had to really do much at all with the tuner. You can tune it right out of your radio.
All right, so can I still run that offset or off-center as an inverted V, or do I need to run it as a full-on dipole?
No. They got one there that's an NVIS, and I run mine as an NVIS, and that gets you your ground wave for stations closer in, but it'll still work nicely for distance.
I'm still confused, but I'm going to sit here and do some more reading and see if I can't educate myself.
Okay, what are you confused about?
One of them is going to be center fed and one of them is off center fed. I need the full-on center fed antenna, correct?
The OCF, okay? Oscar Charlie, oh, I forgot what F is all of a sudden here. I'm brain dead. OCF is what you need. The off-center fed, 80 through 10.
They have an OCF 2K75S. They've got a OCF 5K80, a OCF 5K160 that's 5KW. And then they've got the OCF 3K160. And what I'm seeing from reading through them is the only difference is two of them go to 160 and one of them goes to 80. But it's one's 5K and one is just off-center.
I'd have to see what you're talking about to understand what you're talking about. A 1.5K?
Two antennas that do 10 through 80 meters. And one of them is a 3K80, and the other one is a 5K80.
Oh, those are model numbers. Okay. All right. Well, either one of them, just make sure you get the one that will do 1,500 watts minimum. You don't want to get anything that's going to be restricted on the wattage. That's the power. And really, either one of them should do the trick. It just depends on whether you're interested in the 160 or not.
I got you. So even though it's off-center, one leg's longer than the other, it won't hurt to put it in an inverted V pattern?
That's what it's designed for. One leg is longer than the other leg, and you get it up in the air with its center point, okay? In other words, the two legs will come attached to the balun, and you run one leg out, and it's going to be shorter than the other leg, okay?
It's just looking at them here in the picture. One of them looks like it's short on one side, and the other one looks like both the coils are the same length. They look to be the same size. So I think that's what's throwing me off is the actual picture of it.
Yeah, yeah. Just look at the specs and what you want. I mean, if you want the 160, you can go for it. But, you know, you want a minimum 80 through 10 with 1,500 watt power capacity. And you want a OCF inverted V, okay?
So the 380 is designed to be mounted as a dipole or an inverted V, and it says it's got a max operating wattage single sideband 2,000 watts with a 25% duty cycle and then a 1,000 watt PEP, 500 watt CW and 250 watt on FT8 and RTDY.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. Do they have one with a little higher capacity on the FT8?
They do, and it looks like the that goes up to the 5K80, which jumps it up to like $140.
Well, there again, what you got to do is make up your mind is what you want to try to do there, bud. All right, listen, I got to jump. I'm at the field, and they're waiting on me. So let me jump out of here. I'll call you this evening, okay?
I'm going to keep reading, and y'all enjoy yourself flying. And I think the weather's pretty good for it. So y'all have a good afternoon, and I'll say 73s, and I'll be on the side standing by.
Good deal. K2RCL. It's KN4BL. Yeah, I'm clear.